Let's get it.
Me, my guys, we really lie. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Let off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.
Huh, bet I be there pronto. Pronto. Like pronto. Hey, George Lee, a.k.a. Conscious Lee. Don't forget the Lee. Shout out to everybody in Chop Nation tuning in with us, man. We gonna keep it real, rap, raw. Also entertaining as well. And who I'm with?
Hey, it's your girl, Toya G. Happy to be with y'all on this Tuesday. Definitely in here vibing. Not really vibing. Got a lot of grading and business happening. You know, we under crunch time over here in apartment A3. So I'm just trying to handle this business. But I'm taking a break to hang out with y'all tonight. So I'm definitely happy that y'all took a break to hang out with us. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all know what's good. It's the political plug. Damo, we in here on a Tuesday. We commemorating the 1 year death of George Floyd. Mm-hmm. Another one of our martyrs. I mean, what else can we
like, nah, I don't think we say martyr, you feel me?
Yeah, not quite martyr.
You feel me? I feel like a tragedy.
But I mean, but the reason why I say martyr though is about like his death was bigger than just him dying. It meant like him dying.
Yeah, just say that.
It meant something. You're not about to die. I know.
But like martyr means like a martyr means that like you die. He died for the bigger cause of. It's like he didn't die.
He was martyred. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of.
I think we should have a tea debate if you want to have a topic debate about what martyr.
Oh, yeah, we can do it. We can do it.
I don't know.
I think
is the criticism. That is the major criticism, that the narrative around his death and what it represents and that sacrifice is what that notion or interpretation of voluntary sacrifice or sacrifice for the cause is the problem, right? And so we're gonna get to it. I'm gonna talk about, that's actually my topic, so quick to stay out.
Niggas is trying to police language.
Don't you ever call me the police, number one. And number two, we'll talk about it.
So y'all know whenever we get to this George Floyd year conversation, where we talk about, you know what I'm saying, what his death meant, what his life meant, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a hell of a conversation to say the least, man. But just to get in with the little snapshot, man, we know right now it's graduation season. You feel me? Shout out to all the newly graduates, shout out to everybody that's about to be graduating, especially people that's about to be graduating high school. Mm-hmm. So Toya, mm-hmm. political plug, mm-hmm. comment section. When you graduated high school, what is like some real ass advice? You know what I'm saying? How we put it? Like, what is some real nigga advice you wish you would have gotten when you graduated high school? And I'm not talking about some like you can be whatever you want to be type cliche stuff. I'm talking about like what is like some real ass graduation advice you wish you would have gotten?
Man, shout out to Jamar, man. You know, that's our resident Chop Nation grad, and to the rest of y'all that's graduating, we appreciate y'all and congratulations. The realest advice, I'm gonna give two, right, for college students and for the high school students. First, for the high school students, the first piece of advice: don't be afraid to learn a trade. Mm-hmm. Do not be afraid to learn a trade. Everything, like the answers to life and life success is not on the college campus for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a large part of the problem with college is that we're taught that, you know, you got to go to college. If you want to be something, you got to go to college. But there's so many entrepreneurs out here that are making money off of their skill, off of what they can do. Right.
The pandemic showed us that too. A lot of people was reaching in their bag, just really popping up with skills for sure.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And so ultimately, you know, if college is something that you're trying to figure out and you don't, you know what I mean, you ain't really like it's something that you leaning towards primarily because that's something people are telling you, don't be afraid to look at trade schools. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to look at apprenticeships. Because when we talk about making money, like actually learning a trade, like having a skill, can make you money quicker than a college degree.
Like, hey,
you know what I'm saying?
There's somebody that say education is elevation all the time. That was the biggest facts ever. How they say in Chicago, on 4 and them.
On 4 and them, you feel me? And so, And so, for my high school students, do not think that college is the end all be all, the key to success, and all that other shit. You can be your own boss by knowing what to do with these. And I ain't mean fighting. I mean like building.
But
right.
You know what I'm saying? You can do something with them if you want to. You know, yeah.
For college students, I'll say this: enjoy your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got your, you, it's a lot of shit you about to have to figure out. And it ain't really no one or two things that a nigga could tell you that's go, cause life about to hit you. Like, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Especially coming out of the pandemic with job market, you know what I'm saying? A lot of issues, you know what I mean? Just, it's just a lot of shit that's going on. So graduating during the pandemic is like, it's like from college during the pandemic is like, damn. But ultimately, like that was you accomplished something big and you should be happy and glad that you did that. And whatever else you about to move on to, first appreciate yourself. Mm-hmm. Learn to do that above everything else. Cause shit about to get a lot harder than they told you. You know what I'm saying? When you was on campus.
That's what
it's about to be a lot harder. You know what I'm saying?
What was talking about in the comments. They said, I wish I would have known that the way they teach you in high school is not how they're gonna treat you in college, especially with work. It's a difference.
Exactly. And so, take that time to appreciate, you know what I mean, yourself, prepare yourself. Cause when you hit that real world college grad, don't nobody give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be for real. Like people, yeah, I mean, depending on what your degree is in, you know what I'm saying? Like you got your engineers, you got your doctors, I mean, you got your people that's going back to school that ain't got no choice but to go back to school to make money, all of that shit is what it is. But look at what you did as an accomplishment, you know what I'm saying? And then just prepare to start your life. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, yeah, that'll be the best advice. That'll be the advice that I give.
You definitely got a couple of amens in the comments. Alicia said, my God-given gift of gab has gotten me in every door in order for me to show my skills, my degree, just added some razzle-dazzle to it. And if I don't know, that's the truth. That ain't nothing else. And then Nico said, carpenters make bank. My 26-year-old cousin makes $45 an hour, no college degree, just hard work. And also, Nikki has a trade, I think, is in carpentry and works with her hands. You know what I'm saying? So definitely the bag is out there. I've been to the crib. It's nice. You know what I'm saying? And so guarantee you that bills is getting paid, things is getting handled if you decide to get a trade. For me, Domo gave me two, the plug gave me two, so I'm going to give you two. My first piece of advice is figure out how to prioritize. Right, figure out how to prioritize early, because I think that becomes the biggest issue. Your friends are not as important as your future, right? So if relationships have to change, if your environment has to change, if the people you connect to have to change, you need to build a relationship with what your priorities are moving forward, because you are transitioning. You're moving on to a different part of your life where expectations are higher and people don't care, right? You'll get some sympathy every now and again. You'll get cut a break, but a lot of times you won't. Right, because people in society have drawn a line between where your sympathy runs out and where it kicks in. And so with the law, with your money, with your living situation, with the friends you keep, with your future and how you plan it and setting that up, you need to build up some priorities. You don't have to go to college, right? But I'm gonna tell you like my mama told me, you need to figure out your priorities. You need to figure out what's 1, 2, and 3, because if you don't know what's 1, 2, and 3, you run the risk. Or here's what she should say. I'm gonna get the quote right. If you put what's second first and what's first third, you run the risk of losing 1, 2, and 3, right? So when you mess up and play a shell game with your situation and don't really have a good idea of where you're going and what you're doing, you're in a bad spot. And somebody mentioned self-worth. That was J Lo 180. I absolutely agree. You need to figure out who you are. That needs to be high up on your prioritization list. Who are you? Who are you trying to be? How does your name resonate before you get into a room and after you leave it? Right. Those are questions that you need to get on the fast track of trying to figure out. You really don't have a lot of time to sit, because you're going to be on a journey of trying to develop and evolve that perception for a long time, for the rest of your life. But you need to get a hold on it, get a foundation for it now. Second thing I'm going to say is, you know, it's OK. I'm going to tell y'all, somebody who went to college and wanted to be a radio and TV broadcasting major, found out my university didn't have that program, didn't have a path for it, didn't have a path to it, end up falling into public relations. And even then, my desire, what I wanted to do in college, what I wanted to be when I grew up, wasn't so certain. I even left undergrad, went, got a master's degree. Still didn't necessarily know what I wanted to be when I grew up. Didn't have a good perspective or a good idea. But what I was doing that whole time was my mindset was on, I'm going to get something that at least gives me a solid floor. my ceiling is infinite. I can only go up. But I wanted to get, even though I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and honestly didn't have a path for my undergrad, for my bachelor's or my graduate degree, I wanted to have a piece of paper to where people couldn't tell me no under a certain, like couldn't pass a certain line with me. Because I got this piece of paper. And then I got the next piece of paper. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just live in a society where these little degrees mean something. Alicia said it best. You know what I'm saying? Like, degrees add a little razzle-dazzle. I figure out the rest. I just told myself, listen, you don't have to have a full grasp on it. You got a lot of life left in you. But if you have certain things that don't talk you out of a conversation, just get started. At least you set yourself up for some kind of success. So that was my logic. Whatever you do, figure out a way to create yourself a floor. Your ceiling is infinite, but what is your floor? Your decisions you make now are what determine how people get to treat you. And the very bare minimum people got to come at you with, the type of respect people got to meet you with. Based on that. So if it's your craft, get into your craft. If it's your trade, get into your trade. If it's your education, get into your education. But have a floor. That way people can't treat you any other kind of way. And you can negotiate yourself better. It's my advice.
Go ahead, Lee.
I know. I feel like my advice is how I was told. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I just know if you start to go by blowing with the wind and you're going to think about it next week, you're going to think about it after the summertime of a week, you're going to think about it after Christmas, that's how you start to, you know what I'm saying, plan to fail because you keep on putting off your plans, man. I know most people that I know that's still trying to figure it out, they kept putting off trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So my piece of advice I feel like that I would give, that I feel like I wish I would have set on a little bit more. You feel me? Maybe I could not have been in so much debt because yeah. Like I went to school a lot. I think that I didn't know what I wanted to do when I went to college. And I was just going to figure it out. And then after I graduated with my undergraduate degree, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So I went to graduate school and got another degree to still figure it out. And then like Toya, after I was doing my graduate degree, it was like, I'm done with school.
Yeah.
I still don't know what I quite want to do. You know what I'm saying? So I really feel like it's just figuring it out, trying to figure it out, and then being okay with kind of not knowing as long as you're still trying to figure it out. And then the second piece of advice I give is that knowledge of self piece, like really hit back, like really hit home with it. It's like, who are you?
Yeah.
What hit you off? What make you sad? Like, you know what I'm saying?
What's like, your line? What's yeah. your line? Like, you might be interested in a whole bunch of stuff, but what's some shit you just like, I just don't do that. That's not for me. You can't do everything.
Boundaries, all that.
Try everything. What's your line? The ones who fail in college is the ones who don't have any boundaries, any limits, who don't have a cutoff point, and they are not connected with themselves and know what's in character and what's out of character for them.
Yeah, you know, I feel like just I feel like just capping this snapshot off. You feel me? Like Ethereal Beauty said, she had a lot of ideas, but not a good plan of execution. Kind of got lost. I seen this great clip from Pharrell talking about how everybody has the ability to plant the seed, how everybody kind of is able to plant the seeds. Nobody wants to put in the work for the harvest. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody sometimes begins to think that planting the seed is the hardest work, but it's actually the harvest that's the hardest work. And I just feel like just thinking of, you know what I'm saying, thinking of the ideas, is like we all have great ideas. I believe that we all have great ideas. The question is, are you willing to put in the work to actualize the ideas? And I think that goes back to the knowledge of self, having a plan, being able to execute the plan. Really, everything that all of us have said, I feel like it goes back to having those things together to make sure that you're able to execute. But you got to have a plan to execute to be able to execute it. You know what I'm saying? You got to know who you are to be able to try to have a plan for yourself and you know, so I can keep on going.
Let's get it.
Me, my guys, we really live. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Let off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.